Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. I like that little bass outro. That's pretty cool. No Limit. They are out of Columbus Middle School and High School and also Monona Grove High School. They were the runner-up to the 2024 Rockconsin. And if you want to see them live, you can do that Sunday, May 18th at the Harmony Bar and Grill here in Madison Rocker.
That's pretty cool, Jimmy. You know, they also played at Woodfest last year over on the Sugar Maple stage. Great up-and-coming band. It's perfect that they were the runner-up from Rockonson. Rockonson is the only statewide garage band competition for 7th to 12th grade garage bands in the nation. That is, it's open to all musical genres, and the finals are being held at Summerfest. Back on the show to tell us all about the 2025 competition is founder and producer of Rockonson, Dennis Graham. Dennis, welcome back to Max Inc. Radio.
Well, thanks so much, Jimmy, and thanks so much, Rocker. It's a pleasure to be here at WDMX 92.7 Civic Media and Max Inc. Radio. And you're absolutely right. No Limit, very talented young band.
Man, they're pretty awesome. And it's great to see you, Dennis. How you been? What's new?
Doing good, man. We're right into the band application period that's open right now until April 30th, where we want any Wisconsin 7th to 12th grade garage band of any musical genre. And by the way, we're getting more metal now after Sacrament won it in 2022.
Nice.
The majority of the bands so far have been metal, but we want these young bands, and again, only Wisconsin, to trying to get in from other states.
Well, now hold on a second. Dennis.
Yes.
What is Rockonson today? And how does it work? Tell us about the mechanics of it. We'll get to the details of when you got to sign up and stuff like that later, but how does it work?
Well, basically what it is, they're going to apply and all that, and it's free. Everything's free with Rockonson. We have three music industry judges with 30 years plus experience, such as Kathy Detmers, who used to run the High Noon Saloon.
Okay, sure.
And they will score out their one song video that each band sends in, cover original. And, you know, they're looking at everything from synergy to vocal blend to mastering of the instruments. And then on May 15th, we announce the top 10 bands that'll be going to Summerfest and performing on the Aurora Pavilion stage on June 26th, five bands, and June 27th, five bands, with 20-minute showcase sets each.
So 10 bands out of all the bands that submit their videos.
Correct.
End up getting picked on specific categories.
Yep.
And then they perform at Summerfest where they're judged again.
Yes, there's three other judges there using that same rubric, kind of synergy, wow factor, vocal blend, and so forth. And yes, first of all, they all receive, just as being a part of the top 10 bands, two Shure mics.
Oh,
so
nice.
One vocal, one instrument mic. And what are they competing for? Well, they hope to be the winner, runner up. Last year's runner-up, you just heard, the very, very talented No Limit. The winner and runner-up get a second Summerfest showcase gig of 45 minutes each on July 3rd on the Aurora Pavilion stage.
Now, hold on. Give us a little background on Wisconsin, Rockonson. I mean, it started 21 years ago as Launchpad, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yep. And then
how did that evolve? What's the evolution?
Well, basically, I started it up. It was my idea I brought, and it came to fruition. And it was essentially to really give these young musicians and bands just in Wisconsin an opportunity, a forum, so to speak, to be able to show their love of music and expression and wanting to get out there and perform. And as a result of that, it's grown tremendously. We pull bands from every part of the state.
How many submissions are you getting these days in the last couple of years? I would imagine it grows every year, right?
Well, you know what? During the 21 years, it usually ranges between like 35 to 50. Because there's, when you look at it, it's just like a young basketball team. You have to have these guys get together and gals, practice, have discipline, and there's a lot of effort into it. Yeah. And so it varies. It's always been in that particular range.
Do you get a lot of support from the school districts around the state with the music programs? I say that in tongue-in-cheek with music programs in public schools, sorry, everybody. Right. But if that was the case, I mean, do you get support from them and they kind of throw musicians, young musicians, your way?
I certainly get a support from the statewide music teachers, yes, because every band director in every middle school and high school and private and public schools and gets two of those Rock Onsen posters. They do put them up in the music room. They know the kids that, they enjoy the instrument they're playing, but they know the rockers that are in their music class as well. And then I send that poster out as well to all of the music stores in the state, you know, and they give me a lot of support. But it takes a lot when you just heard like No Limit. That takes a lot of effort.
It does. It does. And discipline. At a young age.
At a very young age. And that's what's amazing. I've seen hundreds, thousands. My dear wife, Jane, there, I've taken her to thousands of concerts. And some of these young bands, guys, are better than some of the one-hit wonders I saw in the 60s.
I agree.
It's because of the access, really, to, for example, when I was going to high school, at Whitewater High School, we didn't have a drum kit. Every high school and middle school has a drum kit now.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, I would hang a cymbals here and have a snare drum, and that was it, man.
Dennis Graham with us here from Rock Onsen on Max Inc. Give us a text, or if you want to ask Dennis a question, 844-967-2789, or just call or text from the Civic Media app. Dennis, let's talk about the 2025 Rock Onsen competition now. It's a free entry, obviously.
Yep.
There's a couple of deadlines here. Tell us what's up.
You bet. Okay, we want any 7th to 12th grade garage band in the state of Wisconsin, of any musical genre. And like I said, we seem to be getting a lot more metal this year. Never used to get that. Want them to go to Rock Onsen, rockonsin.org. Sign up. It's free. Send in one video, cover, or original that the judges will score out. And the deadline is April 30th, and you can follow us on our socials at Rock Onsen at TikTok, Instagram, Facebook. And I do want to give a shout out to Madison Area Music Association. That's my partner with this program.
Nice.
As well as a big shout out for the reason that this even continues on to the Nicholas Family Foundation in Lake Nicholas. Without their support, it wouldn't happen. But what they're hoping for is that on May 15th, those three judges that are looking at with 30 years plus experience in the industry will choose the top 10 bands. We will announce on our socials, again, at Rock Onsen, Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook, the top 10 bands on May 15th. And then what's the next step? Well, again, they will have five bands that will perform June 26th, five bands June 27th on the Aurora Pavilion stage with 20-minute showcase sets at the Big Gig, the world's largest music festival.
Now, what else can bands win? I mean, I know you get the kind of the Big Gig at Summerfest.
Yeah.
What other prizes are kind of up to win?
Sure. The top two bands, which last year was, we had, again, No Limit, that was our runner-up. Our winning band was New Normal, very talented band out of Nisida, Queen of the Holy Rosary in Wisconsin Dells High School. What did they win? What are the bands this year hoping to win? Well, if they win it, they get that second gig, July 3rd, 45-minute showcase sets each on the Aurora Pavilion stage. Then each of those bands receives recording time at Mike Olson's Blast House Studios in Madison, 12 hours for the winner, 8 hours for the runner-up. That's where the songs were recorded, original songs. And then the winning band, and again, this is all free, receives a Shure wireless vocal mic system, as well as then each individual winning band member receives a Rock Onsen Award.
How amazing is that? I mean, just to be able to play Summerfest, but get that recording time, which is big money.
Yes,
that's a huge prize. Of course, the microphones are great. Dennis, if there's someone out there, they want to sign up for Rock Onsen, they want to go out and see some shows, where's all the information at? How do they connect with you?
Again, you want to go to rockonsen.org, rockonsin.org. You want to sign up by April 30th. We will then score them out, three judges, and we'll announce the top 10 bands going to the Rock Onsen State Finals at Summerfest on May 15th.
Go ahead, Rock.
I was just going to say, hey, you know, I heard one of the bands, Slow Pulp, that was in there.
Awesome.
They've been in Europe opening for Death Cab for Cutie.
Yeah, they were actually one of the bands. This was back 10 years ago, was the Modern Mod.
I remember
from
them.
Madison East High School. And then there was another band in the competition called Sleeping in the Stereo from Madison West High School. They got together created Slow Pulp. They're located, you know, they're headquartered right now down in Chicago. But yes, they are making a big charge on the music scene, and they just did a European tour last fall behind Death Cab for Cutie, playing the Royal wow. Albert Hall, playing these major wow. venues.
Now they know this, how many holes are there.
Isn't this lead singer for Slow Pulp the... is it at Michael Massey?
Emily Massey.
Yeah, yes. Michael yes. Massey's daughter. Yeah, yeah, that's what I thought.
She was the lead singer for Modern Madison East High School. So, yeah, just an incredible amount of talent. And you guys have heard of some of these other cats that have come through before, like Gabe Radulis.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
You know, who literally picked up his acoustic guitar, went down to Nashville, and now he's a singer-songwriter down there
he's
producing.
He's a superstar.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's doing very well. Yeah. And just, you know, other bands in this area, Disc from yes. Madison area, you bet Disc, and Geology Club over in Milwaukee, and as I said, Sacramento, those guys rock it hard down in Waterford, our first ever metal band to win in 2022, and now the metal bands yeah. are up to going, hey, I'm going to do that, and I want the bands out there to know that any genre, doesn't you know, Americana, reggae, rap, rock, punk, we've even had hip-hop in the past, but you know, you have to play live instruments.
And you got to wow people. That's yeah. the thing right there.
You know what, you're exactly right, Jimmy, because the ones that win it have an act,
right? Exactly.
You just can't stand there. You gotta, you know, really get into it.
Yeah.
And
you gotta bring the fun.
Absolutely. So it's been Youth Garage Band's Rocking Wisconsin, baby. It's been a lot of fun, and just to give that opportunity out there and encouragement, because you know, I'm yeah. a big coach, but I'm also love music, and I know how often the music programs are the first thing to be cut.
Yeah, yeah.
That's right,
Dennis. You are also a promo machine. When it comes to Rockconson, you're on all the radio stations across the state, all the TV stations. You do a great job. Thank you for what you do. Rockconson, get the information right now. This was last year's winner, right?
Yes, New Normal, and they were from Nacita Queen of the Holy Rosary and Wisconsin Dells High School, and their song Control.
Let's check it out right now. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.